Childhood obesity has become a national epidemic. The healthcare industry, parents, and even former President Bill Clinton are putting together plans to help America's children slim down. One person joining the fight against childhood obesity is our guest, Marilee Kern, CEO and founder of the online company Healthy Kids Catalog. She's also the author of It's Not Your Fault That You're Overweight. Marilee joins us from member station KPBS Radio in San Diego, California. Hi, Marilee.
Hello.
So tell us why you wrote these books. And they are actually two books, a girl's edition and a boy's edition, with the protagonist, the young boy or girl, facing the fact that he or she is overweight and that it's affecting every facet of his or her life.
It was really a culmination of many things in my life, starting with my own personal lifestyle of fitness and working out, coupled with some professional experiences of mine, having worked as a marketing executive in the weight loss industry for a number of years now, and then ultimately having two children of my own, very young children, and finding how difficult it was for even me, as health conscious as I am and as our household is, to keep them on track. So I figured, you know, with the knowledge that I had amassed, I had a voice and I could genuinely do something about it.
Now, your books are called It's Not Your Fault That You're Overweight. Does that in any way clash with an idea in your very own book that talks about taking responsibility to make the changes?
Children are really under an overwhelming amount of pressure from society, even unknowingly from their parents. And children 10 years old or less, or even teenagers for that matter, are really no match for the greatest marketing minds in the country. And that's what they're up against every day. So in that sense, it's not their fault. I mean, they're succumbing to the overwhelming amount of environmental stimulus, even as adults are. And ultimately, yes, it is addressed in the book that the child has to take control of their own health situation, and they better understand that it is, in fact, in their power to do so.
Why did you write a book for children when, in fact, it's their parents who are making most of the choices?
Because children, even at a very young adolescent age, are able to make choices for themselves and to understand at the end of the day, it's about helping the child make the connection between lifestyle and health. Even parents who go that extra step to say, you know, you must drink your milk, may not go that extra step in explaining to the child why should you drink that milk, that it has calcium and it makes your bones strong. Children need to make those connections. And very subtly, the book is for parents as well, but there's absolutely nothing, zero, in the marketplace today that speaks to children on their level in an adolescent tone from a peer's perspective based on issues that matter to children. Of course, health themes are addressed, as are peer pressure and teasing, and they can't wear the same clothes and things that are going to resonate with the child.
Give us a sense of some of the actual health risks for children being overweight.
Well, the most common one, and the one that's really getting the most media attention right now, and it's a huge risk, is type 2 diabetes. Once really a disease exclusive to adults, it's now becoming pervasive among adolescents. It doesn't end with diabetes, I must say. Blood pressure, cholesterol issues, there's any number of health issues that are the result of an overweight or obese condition.
You have a parent section in this book, at the back of the book, for discussion points. How do you think parents of obese or overweight children are going to react?
I think they will ultimately see that even though they're very well-intentioned and they're not doing anything on purpose per se, you know what? They are part of the problem, and that's the sad fact. You know, some of the kindest, most gentle, loving parents in the world are rewarding their children, for example, with dessert if they eat a good dinner. And however well-intentioned that is, it really defeats the purpose in terms of their child's health, at least. So this book also speaks to parents and offers them ways to help empower their child, to help educate the child, and really to open the lines of communication between parents and children, especially those who are afflicted with a weight problem, and the child is understandably defensive and sensitive on the topic. This offers a way to talk about the protagonist, either Matt or Patty, rather than the child, and this can open the lines of discussion.
Speaking of Matt and Patty, the protagonist in the boys and girls edition, why did you feel like it was so important to create separate editions as opposed to just having one?
this book is very much intended to help children get on a better, healthier path. And I felt that it was important that the child relate to the main character as directly as possible. And obviously, it being gender specific, I felt was a stronger means toward that end.
To what extent do social issues like poverty affect the ability of children to make changes in their lives?
It does. Unfortunately, it's a sad fact that there is, in fact, a higher incidence of obesity in those low-income urban areas. Fast food does, in fact, cost less than going to the produce aisle of a supermarket. But there are creative ways parents just need, in those situations, do need to be a little bit more proactive, do their research. There are ways to still foster a healthy household, even with a low-income situation.
Thank you so much, Marilee.
You're very welcome. Thank you for covering this very important topic.
Marilee Kern is the author of the 2006 iParenting Media Award-winning book, It's Not Your Fault That You're Overweight, A Story of Enlightenment, Empowerment, and Accomplishment for Overweight and Obese Kids.